Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performances.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Angel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
To talk.
Rappers, stop trying to play this game. Roll the dice just to see you again. Even in the furthest reaches, I've searched for forgiveness.
You wanna talk?
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, get hypnotized and dance with London musicians PVA.
You wanna talk?
PVA is an anomaly these days. Where most acts are recording their bedroom headphone masterpieces and putting them on SoundCloud or Bandcamp, this band started out focused on playing live shows before releasing a single song online. KEXP's Troy Nelson at, wait, that's actually me. I asked them how it all started. Josh, it started with you and Ella, right, at first?
Yeah, I kind of just had a couple of demos, and I was said to Ella, oh, we should like play these, and it was like, yeah, let's do it. And then we kind of had our first gig like a few weeks later. We're like trying to cram in some rehearsals to try and get a kind of set
did,
together.
Like, three rehearsals.
Yeah, and yeah, it just kind of went from there. Really, people seemed to like be responding to it. Every show that we played, we'd like kind of play the songs a bit differently, try out different stuff, and so yeah, just like playing a lot really helped us to like, I guess, yeah, hone in kind of what we wanted to do. And
when did you decide maybe having live drums would up the ante?
Yeah, probably the end of 2018. We've been playing together for about a year, and I think we've just been very much like teething, like finding our feet, working kind of out, you know, how we would play these songs. And yeah, playing with the backing track and like the drum machines, it was really fun, but I think it really like,
yeah,
you know, was
limited.
Missing that energy. Yeah, kind of limited. And then Lou came and watched us a few times, and he came like, up to Josh.
I know what you guys need.
One night was like, you need live drums.
I'm just having so much fun with it. And I'd known Josh prior to playing in PVA. We went to school together, so I was going to support him when he started up with Ella, and then I met Ella through PVA. We hadn't known each other before that, and I was just getting into this music at the time anyway, so it just seemed like a perfect match.
Their debut single, Divine Intervention, was released with the help of producer Dan Carey and his label Speedy Wonderground. It got a great reaction from the people and the press, and maybe everything was about to blow up for them. They have good timing for their sound, meaningful personal lyrics over dance floor music performed with live drums. There's kind of a scene coming out of the UK, South London, Brighton, Manchester, electronic with live elements. It's hitting hard with bands like Squid.
Pale teeth and white smiles, they don't care and I don't mind.
Lazarus Kane.
North London to the Cotswolds, we thought it was safe. Shotgun in the barn, I think it's too late.
Scalping. Working Men's Club.
I had a true friend, she wasn't content. There's no start to this end. I had a true friend, she wasn't pretend. There's no start to this end.
Yang.
Waiting for the climax.
Dry Clean.
Do everything and feel nothing. Wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything.
feel nothing.
And we mustn't forget Big Dada label mates Young Fathers,
in my view,
and Kate Tempest.
Was that a pivotal historical moment we just went stumbling past? Well, here we are.
So PVA was ready to take over the world. Then, 2020. Once the pandemic hit, the PVA team moved in together and supported each other through the hard times. They say that it gave them a chance to recalibrate and take stock. They put out the EP Toner, which contains three songs and three remixes of two of those songs. The song Talks imagines giving relationship advice to the video game anti-heroes John and Abigail Marston from Red Dead Redemption. They always joked that the song's sleek form would be good on the runway. Italian fashion label Miu Miu agreed. They used the song for a short film with some epic mountain backgrounds and high fashion. Exhaust Surroundings rounds out the trio of songs with some fuzzy guitar, epic synth hooks, Depeche Mode beats, and spoken word declamation that only makes you nod harder to the beat. Toner is available on Big Dada Records, a subsidiary of Ninja Tune. For this session, they performed three songs from the album. We are more than excited to present PVA, live on KEXP.
Thank you.
You just heard PVA with the song Sleek Form.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with PVA.
Thank you. wasted.
And that was our live session with PVA. You heard the songs Divine Intervention and Exhaust Surroundings. We'd like to thank the band for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station Flirt FM 101.3 in Galway, Ireland, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.